you call a room at the top of a house, just underneath the roof?
Attic.
Okay.
Attic.
And so what about a little room off the kitchen where you put canned goods and extra dishes?
Well, that was ordinarily called plunder room in those days.
Okay.
Now, in other words, you got old something, didn't know what else to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You went down and pitched it into this little room, you know. There was everything in there. Things that in the way of cooking vessels that they didn't use.
Uh-huh.
And anything that wasn't in daily use was pushed back in the plunder room.
Was this off the kitchen?
Yeah, that was generally off the kitchen.
Okay. What would you call just, worthless things that you didn't know what to do with?
Oh, people say a lot of junk.
Okay. And talking about daily housework, you say that a woman has to do what every day?
Well?
When she's dusting and sweeping the floor, you said that she's...
Well, now, of course, people in the country, that lived in the country those days, were early risers compared to people that lived in town.
Were what?
Early risers. They got up early.
Yeah.
There wasn't much public employment in the towns except being a clerk in a dry goods store or grocery store or a home operator there. And the county offices in the courthouse and things of that kind. Might have been a sawmill or two around town that you got a little employment. Manual labor, you might say, was all it was. And people in the country was early risers. In other words, my father, I can remember when I was a small boy, he got up about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Gosh.
Well, it was as bad weather and we couldn't work on the farm. The chances are he got up there and stirred up that fire. Because we had a wood fire. And when he went to bed last night, he banked that fire, what we call banked that fire. He pushed his fire all against that back log, the big stick in the back of the fireplace. And then took the shovel. There's always a shovel there, but they were about that wide and about that long, with a steel handle. And shoveled the ashes up over this to smother this fire. So what little draft it had went out the chimney, but he kept his fire there for next morning. He got out of bed, he took an iron rod and stirred that fire up and put on a little fresh wood that had been brought in the night before. And in a few minutes he had a good fire going. Well, he was a pipe smoker. And he'd sit there maybe and smoke that pipe. He might not wake the rest of the family up. It was bad weather where we couldn't work on the farm. He might not wake them up for nearly 6 o'clock. Practically daylight, you might say. But when it was work time, and the weather was right, we worked on the farm. Well, when he got that fire stirred up, that's when he began to call them to come out.
Yeah.
And he come to our bedroom door where we boys sleep and say, "Boys, time to get up." Well, of course, mother's lifetime, when he got out, when he come out as a rule, if it was working weather, when he come out on one side of the bed, she got out on the other.
Yeah.
He went to the barn to feed his stock. She went to the kitchen to prepare breakfast. And I've heard him tell it a many times, said, "I had two horses to feed. And time I go to the barn and feed those two horses and get back to that house and wash my face and hands, she have my breakfast ready on the table." When there wasn't no children, just